Hello traders, this is the weekly market update podcast from Pipwise Broker. We start from the economics, and the first place is surely belongs to the United States. We had the PMI reports which indicated that the US economy is powering ahead, albeit with some difficulties in the manufacturing sector. We witnessed a surge in business activities, especially in the service sector, with services PMI rising to a 28-month high. Growth disparities widened, however, with manufacturing output slipping into decline for the first time in 6 months. Another negative aspect of the report was a decline in confidence, which was partly caused by the political uncertainties ahead of the November election, and also an unexpected surge in input costs, which, when combined with the further dwindling of the pricing power of firms, signals a squeezed profit margin for American businesses. About the GDP, the US economy showed that it grew at a faster than expected rate, which was equal to 2.8% annualized in the second quarter, and which was above almost all of the market estimates. About the jobless claims, the latest report showed that the number of people claiming unemployment benefits in the US fell by 10,000 to 235,000 in the period ending July the 20th, below the market expectations of 238,000. But the four-week moving average of the initial claims, which reduces the week-to-week volatility, rose by 250 to 235,500. This shows that even though the US job market is resilient, it shows that gradually it is cooling, and this is what the Federal Reserve needs to go ahead with its rate cutting agenda. Another report that we had on the last week in the US economy was the durable goods orders, which showed that the new orders for manufactured durable goods in the US slumped by 6.6% month on month on the June after four consecutive monthly increases and missing market expectations of a 0.3% increase. The more warning signal was that excluding transportation, new orders increased just 0.5%, and excluding defense, new orders decreased and actually fell by 7%. This data shows that the US economy is gradually cooling, and as I said before, it paves the way for the Federal Reserve to decrease its interest rate, which is at decades high, from November going forward. On Friday, we had the latest data on PCE, which is the preferred measure of inflation for the Federal Reserve System, which shows that it rose 0.2% month on month on June, and the core PCE also rose the same amount monthly and 2.6% annually, which was slightly above the market estimates. A warning sign was sent by showing that disposable personal income rose by just 0.2%, slowing from the 0.4% increase in May. Taking inflation into account, income rose just 0.1%, while spending rose 0.2%. This combination will prove difficult for the consumption-based economy of the United States and might provoke the Fed to go and choose a rather deeper path for decreasing of its interest rates. Elsewhere in the world, in the Eurozone, we also had PMI reports, which was rather bleak and showed that the Eurozone private sector during the July was near stagnation as the currency bloc's economic recovery continued to wane. New orders fell for the second month running, and business confidence dropped to a 6-month low, leading firms to halt a spell of hiring which began at the start of 2024. Meanwhile, the rate of input cost inflation quickened, partly because of the Red Sea tensions, which was caused by Houthi attacks on the ships. But demand weakness meant that the companies raised their selling prices at a softer pace. In fact, the pace of charge inflation was the slowest since last October. And this again proves that the profit margins at European firms will be squeezed rather quickly during the coming months. In Canada, we had the Bank of Canada decision, which resulted in decrease of the interest rate from 4.75% to 4.5%. This is the second time that the Bank of Canada decreases its interest rates, and it also promised to keep its rates falling if inflation doesn't decrease materially during the coming months. In the geopolitics arena, we had an increase of tensions in the Middle East, and especially between Israel and Hezbollah and Israel and the houses of Yemen. It seems that the Israeli army is preparing for a ground attack during the coming weeks, and the Israeli officials and officers and main military leaders are pushing forward for a quick attack on Hezbollah facilities in the southern of Lebanon. For the next week, the most important data will be the Eurozone CPIs, the US JOLTS and NFP, and also we have the very important FOMC session on Wednesday. The banks of the central banks of Japan and England also will hold their rate decision sessions during the next week. So we expect a very volatile week for the coming week. Take care and have a good trading week.